Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ross Tucker joining us right now from the Radio.com Sports. He's the NFL insider, Ross Tucker. As always, Insider Calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Ross Tucker joining us on the show. Ross, thanks for joining us.
Of course. I didn't realize how many dudes I love at your station.
That's a lie.
Both of you guys, Bull and Fox. Like, I'm a big proponent of this Cleveland station. You guys have
Look
an awesome. All of you guys, I see on Twitter. We chatted up. You guys got a good crew over there.
All right, enough of the pandering. Did you learn this from Ken? That's what Ken does every day.
I'm trying to avoid people in Cleveland getting mad when I don't say, yeah, they're definitely going to win the Super Bowl. They're definitely going to win the division for sure, dude.
So wait a minute. What do you think the Browns are going to do this year, then?
No, I think they're going to be right there with the Steelers and Ravens. I'm just not like I think 9 is a little bit too rich for my blood on their over-under. I've been telling people, like on the Even Money Betting podcast, that I would probably lean under there. I think there's more of a chance that the Browns win 7 or 8 than there is that they win 10 or 11. But ultimately, look, I think Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland all end up winning between 7 and 10 games. If I had to do a pecking order right now, I'd probably say Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Baltimore. But, like, I'm nitpicking, dude. I mean, they are really, really close. And when I saw Baker Mayfield shotgun the beer, it really made me rethink everything. I mean, the fact that he's still young enough that he can do the side jagged tooth to open it up, like that's, you know, now when you're older like me and you have kids, you don't pull that stunt because, you know, like you're worried about cutting your mouth or something. Not him, dude. He went right at it with the jagged tooth, ripped it open, crushed it. That was a big moment in Cleveland sports history.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker breaking it down like no other right now with us on the show. So what do you think they're missing? Why the hesitancy? Because obviously fans here, we're all in. Everybody's all in. Why do you think you still are not exactly sure they're going to be able to be the best in this division?
O-line and coaching. It's O-line and coaching. I think Baker's fantastic. I don't really have an issue with the skill guys. I think they're good there. Defensively, I like what they've done. Although I will say I'll be curious to see how everything flows with the new DC coming in and Steve Wilks. You know, sometimes those things take time for every guy to really be comfortable in that new defense. I think they certainly have the personnel, but we'll see how quickly they gel. There's a lot of teams that feel like they have the personnel. But for me, to go into a season with Greg Robinson at left tackle and Eric Kush at right guard, I mean, I think those are two of maybe arguably the two most important positions on the O-line, two of the three. You know, teams are so right-handed and they slide the line to the left so often that the right guard, Kush, ends up having a lot of one-on-ones, dude, against, like, good rushers, Cam Hayward, Tuitt, some of these guys. You know, there's a reason why Kush has been on a bunch of teams. I love Kush as a swing inside guy, you know, as the next guy in at center in both guards, but starting the year with Kush, starting the year with Greg Robinson, and then you guys know the deal.
Well,
Robinson's track record is inconsistency, and then what happens when they have an injury or two? Like, who are their backups that you're feeling good about? You got to go into a year assuming that your sixth offensive lineman is going to start 8 games or so. Your seventh offensive lineman is probably going to start 2 to 4, and they're rolling with, like, Witsman and Kendall Lamb. I mean, it's a bad position for them to be light on, dude.
I don't know if Kendall Lamb's going to end up making it. I think it would probably be Kyle Kalis, Eric Kush there, maybe Witsman if he wanted to do it that way. But, Ross, Greg was really good last year, He was. I think he only gave up one sack when he took over that position. And the second part of it is, can you name me a team that is really confident if one of their backup swing guys have to start across offensive lines, considering we're seeing more and more struggles across O-lines?
Yeah, I would say the Eagles for sure are. I think the Saints have a pretty good next guy up, whether it's inside Nick Easton or their second-round pick, Eric McCoy. Even the Steelers, you know, last year when Gilbert went down, they put Filer in, and Filer played really well. So I just think, look, I think Robinson was okay. I think he was solid. I just think that there's a reason why the Rams and the Lions gave up on him, and we'll see. We'll see if he can do it for 16 games over the course of an entire season, week in and week out. I hope for you guys he does. Look, I told you guys this before. The Browns have the best fans in the league, and the Browns deserve to win. The passion that those people have and the loyalty, despite the fact that for the last 20 years they've given them no hope and nothing to hang their hat on, it's amazing. I hope the Browns win the division. Look, I live in Pennsylvania, but I'm Eastern PA. Steelers fans annoy me. They have a rite of passage that, like, I'm over it. I would like nothing more than for the Browns to win the division and for the Steelers to not make the playoffs again. Because, like I said, Steelers fans really annoy me. They think that, like, the whole league is theirs and that they deserve everything and they deserve to win every year. But that really worries me. I mean, Cush and Robinson, and then one guy goes down. Who's your next guy at tackle right now? Like, if Hubbard or Robinson go down, who's playing tackle?
I would maybe Witzman. Maybe.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a great situation. I'm not making that argument.
Well, and let me say this too. Let's be fair. Every team in the league, you know, I go on these radio insider hits for radio.com sports all over the country. Everybody's got some spot on their depth chart that isn't great. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you what yours is, and which is why I'm not head over heels in love with the Browns saying that they're definitely going to win the division. That, and I think that the head coach is going to learn some things on the run. I think he already has. I mean, you know, when he said about Duke Johnson, you know, I want to win the lottery. Well, then Duke did get traded, which, by the way, was a great trade. I mean, are you kidding me for the Houston Texans? Now, I like Duke Johnson as a player, but to trade a third-round pick for a running back who's a backup running back that has 3 years left that aren't rookie contract years, I know it's not that much money, but I thought that was a really good trade by Dorsey. And I thought, frankly, he took advantage of a guy in Bill O'Brien that doesn't know what he's doing in Houston. So,
well, you know,
kudos
coaches,
to Dorsey for that trade.
Coaches are never paying attention to draft picks. You know that. I don't know why you would just leave a coach to be in charge there. I know that they want Casario and all that stuff, but that, you know, that's their problem now. And I don't wish Duke any ill will. Man, Ross, I wish we had more time. We're like out of time now. And I wanted
that was like 2 minutes.
I know. I
about?
Wanted to go back and forth, but we're up against it now.
Got it.
All right.
Well, have me on again. This was fun.
Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter. Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, thank you for the time, buddy. All the best.
Just remember, it's all about Baker's jagged tooth. That's the key to the season. See ya.
Bye. Ross Tucker. Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Lima?
Oh, we got to talk about the offensive line and Freddie Kitchens, don't we?
It's coming up next, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.